China Building Maritime Complex to Clarify the History of the South China Sea. By Francis Martel on November 29, 2018. The Chinese state publication China Daily announced the beginning of construction on Wednesday of what it referred to as a complex of facilities for research on Hainan Island in the South China Sea intended to conserve the historical heritage in the South China Sea. Hainan is China's southernmost province and a legal part of China. It lies close to disputed territories in the South China Sea. However, such as the Spratly Islands, the Paracel Islands, and the Scarborough Shoal, claimed by the Philippines and Vietnam. China claims almost the entirety of the South China Sea as its sovereign territory, alleging that Beijing has governed that territory for thousands of years. The Permanent Court of Arbitration at The Hague ruled in 2016 that China's claims and its construction of artificial islands outside of Chinese sovereign territory were illegal. China vowed to ignore the ruling and has continued to build military and surveillance facilities on Vietnamese and Philippine territory. The new construction in Qianghai, part of Hainan, will not fall within the parameters of the illegal constructions. It does appear to be intended to spread propaganda against the ruling, however. Launching this project reflects the country's maritime strategy and determination to boost culture. Hu Bing, deputy director of the National Cultural Heritage Administration, told China Daily. The base will benefit Hainan's economy and help clarify the history of the South China Sea. The facilities will reportedly help archaeological studies intended to prove that China has always governed the region. The facilities will include a scientific research institute for maritime cultural heritage, a conservation workshop for salvaged shipwrecks, and a training center for archaeologists, China Daily reports. The government will allow the National Center of Underwater Cultural Heritage to control the facilities. The newspaper continued, without clarifying what the agency does or how it defines underwater cultural heritage. The project, the newspaper notes, will help expand the Maritime Silk Road by aiding in investigations in places such as the Paracel Islands, which are sovereign Vietnamese territory. China illegally administers the Paracel and Spratly Islands as part of Hainan Province. News of the allegedly historical facility in Hainan follows reports of more illegal constructions in the Paracel Islands. Last week, the Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative, a project by the Center for Strategic and International Studies, CSIS, published photos of what it claimed to be a new, modest structure China has built in the Paracel Islands. Solar panels appear to line the top of the structure, which Qi's notes may indicate that the structure does not receive much electricity, limiting what sort of technology China can place there. The United States has been the most vocal nation challenging China's claims in the region. On Wednesday, the U.S. Navy sent two ships to sail through the Taiwan Strait, a legal right in international waters, as a way to keep the seas open. The ship's transit through the Taiwan Strait demonstrates the U.S. commitment to a free and open Indo-Pacific, U.S. Pacific Fleet said in a statement, according to Reuters. The U.S. Navy will continue to fly, sail and operate anywhere international law allows. While not passing through legal Chinese waters, the Chinese Foreign Ministry replied with its concern about the presence of American ships there. We urge the U.S. to observe the One China principle and the stipulations of the Three China-U.S. Joint Communiques and prudently and properly handle Taiwan-related issues so as to avoid undermining China-U.S. relations and the peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait, spokesman Geng Shuang told reporters on Thursday. The Chinese Defense Ministry also announced it would remain on high alert for American vessels and resolutely safeguard national sovereignty and territorial integrity. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.